ex-Trump lawyer's explosive allegation.
Evidence that the president directed Cohen to lie to Congress.
President grounds House Speaker.
This guy is so unbelievably petty.
Millions face weekend of snow and ice.
It's going to make everything super slick.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump insists he never told his former lawyer Michael Cohen to do anything illegal. But as we hear from CBS's Paula Reed, a new account suggests otherwise.
A bombshell new report from BuzzFeed News claims President Trump personally instructed Cohen to lie to Congress about the president's business dealings in Moscow. The revelations were reportedly discovered during the special counsel's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election through Trump Organization documents and multiple interviews with witnesses. Cohen then reportedly verified the information in interviews with the special counsel.
First of all, I don't know Putin, have no business whatsoever with Russia.
During the campaign, then-candidate Trump repeatedly denied having any business dealings with Russia. He then backtracked those statements last year.
Well, citing safety concerns, Cohen's lawyer says his client is having second thoughts about giving congressional testimony next month. Yesterday, President Trump grounded House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the heat of the prolonged partial government shutdown. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In postponing the trip, as the White House puts it, the president revealed the speaker's intended destination, Afghanistan. It was a closely held secret. Pelosi aides expressed concerns that reporting it might harm national security, as she is second in line to the presidency. In his letter scrapping the military flight arranged for Pelosi and her delegation, Mr. Trump said she'd be free to take the trip by flying commercial. And yet the White House said Mr. Trump acted to keep Pelosi in D.C. because otherwise, quote, she would not have been here to negotiate an end to the shutdown. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer is Pelosi's top lieutenant.
Doing this small, petty act is unfortunately all too regular for this president.
The White House denies Mr. Trump's move was a response to Pelosi's firm suggestion that the State of the Union address only be held after agencies are funded. Steve?
A potential crisis is brewing for food stamp recipients if the shutdown persists. Early payments have gone out to people in the program, but they're being warned money will dry up soon. The single mother in New York City is worried.
There's no way to look at your child and say you might have to go to bed hungry tonight because food stamps stop.
As CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us, TSA workers are on the job without pay. Some airports are scenes of protest.
We are the workers!
The TSA continues to struggle with staffing as officers nationwide are calling out, unable to afford working without pay. In Fort Lauderdale, TSA screeners lined up to get free groceries from a nonprofit.
This right here means a lot because, I mean, not a lot of people are thinking how hard it's affecting us.
And everyday people dropped off donations at Orlando's airport.
Hi, what can I get you? Chicken? Sure.
And in the Bay Area, San Jose is offering short-term no-interest loans of up to $7,500 for unpaid airport employees.
Well, some places could get very deep snow from a storm system that will wreak havoc from the upper Midwest to Maine over the weekend.
I am telling you right now, for the event over the weekend, you should not be on the road.
That advice from a New York City official is being repeated in a lot of places today. WBZ TV forecaster Eric Fisher.
A wide swath of snow from the Dakotas down across the Chicago area, Detroit. Right now it looks like a broad area of over a foot of snow, but up to 2 feet or even a little more possible from central New York up through central New England. That's where we'll see the biggest amounts overall and a lot of powder with tons of cold air.
Brutally cold air will sweep in on the storm's heels, wind chills below zero. The extent of injuries not publicly known for two people buried in an avalanche yesterday on a ski slope in Taos, New Mexico. They were trapped for about 20 minutes. They were both given CPR when they were pulled out. The electric car maker Tesla says the road ahead is difficult as it hands out pink slips. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, that quote comes from Tesla CEO Elon Musk announcing the company is cutting about 7% of its workforce, about 3,200 people. Musk says Tesla hopes to show a small profit for the current quarter, but even though production is up, it's still far short of the 500,000 vehicles Musk hoped to sell last year. It's been a tough January for his companies. Last week, SpaceX announced that it was cutting 10% of its workforce, about 6,000 people. Steve?
Protesters vow to be out today in Chicago, a day after a judge rejected allegations. Three officers tried to cover up the fatal police shooting of a black teenager more than 4 years ago. CBS's Adriana Diaz has details.
There is a finding of not guilty as to every count. And
the three officers sat in silence as the judge explained her not guilty decision.
We cannot now view the actions of the officers with the benefit of hindsight as to what they should have believed.
Thomas Gaffney, David March, and Joseph Walsh were accused of trying to cover up the 2014 police shooting of Laquan McDonald to protect their colleague, Jason Van Dyke. The infamous dash cam video shows Van Dyke shooting the 17-year-old 16 times. The officers claim McDonald was a threat, swinging a knife.
Van Dyke was convicted of murder last year. North Korea's top nuclear negotiators in Washington, CBS's Errol Barnett, says it could be a prelude to a second Trump-Kim summit.
It will largely depend on what is discussed when he meets with Secretary of State Pompeo. Does he actually offer an olive branch and say, we will allow you to come into this nuclear facility and see that we're winding it down?
Purdue Foods is recalling bags of ready-to-eat gluten-free chicken nuggets that might contain wood or other materials. They're 22-ounce frozen packages with a Best Buy date of October 25th. No word of any illnesses. The car breaks down. The fridge is on the fritz. Can you foot a big unexpected bill? CBS's Matt Piper.
Just under half of Americans don't track their spending against a budget, and a new study by Bankrate.com says 60% of us do not have enough savings to meet the unexpected expenses of $1,000. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
For whatever reason, Americans have not been able to or have not made savings a sufficient priority in their personal financial lives.
He says the partial government shutdown is a good example of what any of us could face at any given time.
The weather might intrude in some places, but on Sunday night, the Super Blood Wolf Moon will be visible for some for about 3 hours. That's a rare lunar eclipse. The moon will have a reddish tint and will appear larger and brighter than usual. The next one is in 2037. Something new in the lab could be an intriguing breakthrough for diabetics.
An advance in vascular science in the lab, as researchers reporting in the journal Nature say they've grown perfect human blood vessels in a petri dish for the first time. The blood vessels are grown as organoids, three-dimensional structures grown from stem cells. The technology is seen as a breakthrough that can dramatically advance research on vascular diseases like diabetes, potentially protecting against damage that's become a major cause of death for diabetics. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
A soft-spoken witness at the El Chapo trial in New York told a high-voltage tale. The accused drug lord's mistress recalled a mad dash with him through an underground tunnel in 2014. He was naked, and he left her and others behind in the getaway. Lucero Sanchez says she, too, got hooked up in drug trading, and of El Chapo, she says, sometimes I loved him, sometimes I didn't. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.